You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes out of your day to join me as we together are studying the word of Almighty God. Lord God, we thank you for another day. We praise and exalt you today, Lord. You and you alone are righteous, holy, and this is your universe. You do it as you see fit. Lord, we worship you. We bow the knee to you today, and we worship you in your holy name and your holy person, Lord. We exalt you today. Lord, speak to us through your word today now. We listen for your voice. Help us to be doers of your word and not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're in Revelation chapter 16. Prior to getting started, I invite you to go visit our websites. One of them is wgodontheair.net. There's a few links on there. One of them is discuss today's program. And love for you to leave some comments on there as we're going through Revelation chapter 16. Here today, though, we're in Revelation chapter 16. We're looking at the bowl judgments now. You know, in this book, there's 21 judgments. There's seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven bowls. We're looking at the seven bowls. This is where we left off here. Chapter 16, verse 1, it says, I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the seven bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. So the first went off and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a bad and malignant ulcer came upon the men, having the mark of the beast, and on those who worshiped his image. You see, there's no turning back from this, friend. If you've got this mark of the beast, you're lost. You can't do what Peter did, lift up his hand and call down oaths and curses on himself and say, I never heard of Jesus Christ. You can't do that at the end of the age. You can't do what Peter did, because this day of grace and forgiveness, the day of grace of God, is over at this point. And if you take this mark of the beast, you're lost. There's no hope for you. If you take this mark, there's no hope for you. Remember, you can't come to God unless he draws you and calls you. You have to be called. You've got to respond. You know, when God calls you on your cell phone, you can't send a call to voicemail. You can't block them. You can't respond by text. Man, you've got to answer that call. And when you answer the call, he tells you, meet me at the cross. And once you meet him at the cross, you see, you'd never do this. Because you realize here what I'm saying to you. You can't take this mark of the beast. If you do, you are lost for all eternity. As you read in chapter 14, as you read here, you will endure and suffer the wrath of God for taking the mark of the beast. This is John's words, not mine. This first angel went off, poured out his bowl on the earth, and a bad malignant, think of that word, malignant. You know, we use that word, we ask cancer doctors, oh, doctor, is this cancer benign or is it malignant? Even the word is just evil. You know why? Because that's what the word means. The Greek word parneros, not only does it mean evil, that word for malignant is a proper name for the devil himself. when the Lord Jesus says, deliver us from, he doesn't say deliver us from evil. Really, he says deliver us from hoponeros, which means the evil one. He's talking about the devil. Malignant is a proper name for Satan. Malignant means evil, hurtful, or diseased, or atrociously wicked, and a proper name for Satan. This is what comes on all those that take the mark of the beast and those who worship the image. You see, Daniel wouldn't worship the image. He refused to do this. Actually, it was the three Hebrew children. We don't know about Daniel in that chapter, but these three, they said, when you hear the old saxophone and sackbut and trumpet and trombone, when you hear these instruments, you bow down and worship this image. And they said, I refuse to do that. I encourage you, too, to stand up and contend for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. You and I as well can't bow down and worship the image. Tell you, history repeats itself. We just saw here in chapter 13 that this false prophet is going to give breath to the image of the beast so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. The same thing that happened in Daniel's time is going to happen in your lifetime. I believe that. And if you bow down and worship this image or take his mark, then this bold judgment of the wrath of God will fall upon you. The first angel went off and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a bad malignant ulcer came upon the men having the mark of the beast and those who worshiped his image. So that's bold judgment number one, verse 3. Then the second angel poured out his bowl into the sea, and it became like the blood of a dead man. And every living thing in the sea died. That's number two. Sea turns to blood. Not a nice image when you think of flipper or orca and all of these nice sea animals dead. Unfortunately, this is the end. What do you do when you see this? Do you bow the knee to Almighty God? When the Jews, it says, when they were at the base of the mountain and the awesome splendor of God was around them, their knees knocked and they shook for fear and said to Moses, no, you talk to him, please. Don't let God talk to us. What do you do when you see this? I pray that the answer wouldn't be you'd shake an angry fist at God and say, that's not fair. See, God said this to Job when him and his friend says, this is not fair. God says, who is this who darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Don't let that be your response, but bow the knee to Almighty God. We're reaching the end. That's number two, the sea turns to blood. Number three is the waters turn to blood. That's verse 4. Then the third angel poured out his bowl into the rivers, into the springs of water, and it became blood. That is bowl number 3. Let's go to number 4 now. This is verse 8. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat. And they blasphemed the name of God who has the power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory. Again, this is what I'm saying here. People see this. They don't bow the knee and submit to him. They blaspheme God as if they hit their thumb with a hammer. When people are subjected to this, they don't repent. They blaspheme. You know why people don't repent at this? I'll tell you. They don't repent because they can't, because it's too late, because these people here have, well, the Lord's given them up. Well, where does it say that in the Bible? Well, a couple places it says that in the Bible. Romans chapter 1, well, let's turn there for a minute. Romans chapter 1, starting in verse 22, it says, professing themselves to be wise. Now, these are people who exchange. These are environmentalists here he's talking about. Those who worship the creation instead of the creator. He's talking about and talking to environmentalists and gays and lesbians. You didn't know that was in the Bible, did you? Let me remind you that it is in the New Testament, and I'm sure that you know that. This is what he's. This is who he's addressing in Romans chapter 1, verse 20. It says, "For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Apologetos, meaning no apology, meaning you can't say to God, the dog ate my homework here, without excuses, without apology. Where our word apologetics comes from, to defend. You are without excuse, unable to defend. Now, verse 21, "Now because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who exchanged the truth of God into a lie," or for the lie, "and worshiped and served the creation more than the creator, who was blessed forever. Amen." Now he says it again. He says, "For this cause God gave them up to vile affections. For even the women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust towards one another, men with men, working what is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat." And the last place quickly I want to show you of, to back up what I said to you, people don't repent because they can't repent, because God is the one that leads you through your conscience to repentance. The second place quickly is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. It says, "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all powers, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion, so that they should believe the lie, so that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Do you know what the lie is? I'll leave you with this today. The lie is these three words: Antichrist is God. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Love, flawless, unrelenting.